Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Good day.
Welcome to the show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about where do you go from $10,000 a month? Well, you go to $11,000 a month. Wait, do we even need to do a show about that? Or is it more important?
You go up,
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Chuck asks, can someone share any tips and tricks for handling deposits from a buyer to hold a property for a few days or more? Of course, we wouldn't stop marketing it. And do you tell the buyer the deposit is non-refundable if they decide not to buy? Any other stipulations regarding deposits?
What'd you do here, Jill? Because you deal with this end of it way more than me.
You know, I'm not a fan.
I'm not either.
I tell you, Chuck, I'm really not a fan of a deposit because I don't want to take a payment and have to send it back. I don't want to worry about, you know, then somebody else comes along and I have to say, well, you got to wait 2 days because this guy's thinking about it. You know, I don't want to mess with it. I really just don't go there. I really, for me, it's a, you know what? I appreciate that you're excited about it and you want to go see it. I really have to be honest with you and say, this is a first come, first serve cash deal. So, that's it. If you're 90% of the way there, I'd say, you know, if anything is crazy, you hate it, you know, I would obviously stand behind and refund it if you want to buy it. Or I'd say, go check it out. And I have done this more often. This is usually what I do. I say, you know what, here's the deal. I know you want to go look at it and you can't go until, you know, 2 weeks from now. So I get that. Call me before you decide you're going to go because I want you, because if it's gone by then, I don't want you to waste a trip. That's what I say.
Here's what I've done in the past, and it's in the past because we have people doing this for us now. But what I have done in the past is I say, no, I'm not going to take a deposit. And by the way, nothing's non-refundable in this business ever.
Correct.
Okay. That's just not how we roll. All it is bad will. Mm-hmm. But what you really want to do realistically is what I've done in the past is I say, look, I'm going to give you a verbal right of first refusal. All right. So I'm going to continue to market it. I win. And you have a verbal right of first refusal. I will contact you and I'll give you a reasonable amount of time to close the deal if you want. If and when we get another offer, somebody buys it. It's a lot harder to do if they click on it and pay with a credit card in the middle of the night, but that's the risk that they're going to have to take. The net effect of this is that what you're doing really is smoking out how serious this person is. And if they just have the down payment and they don't have the rest of the money or they just can't put a pen to paper, they're not the right buyer. That's really what you want to smoke out. In fact, communicating with the buyer this far to this point actually might be too much.
Yeah, they're either in or they're out.
Yeah.
I don't even want to do the way that what you just said because I don't want to have to call them back and everything. It's just, hey, first come, first serve. If you're not ready, I get it. Do some more shopping, do some more thinking, and let me know when you are.
We had Luke Smith on a weekly call last week, and he said something that, you know, I never had the thought process about it, but he's 100% right. He said, when somebody responds to my mailer, this is on the acquisition side, and they call me and I'm talking to them, I do not let them off the phone until we get the deal done. And this is the first time they call. So if they call and they say, yeah, I got your offer for $4,000. I'll take $5,000. Does that work for you? And this is now role playing. Yeah, that works for me. $5,000 works for me. And he doesn't say, I'll call you back with the details. He says, oh, I'm going to order a notary right now, or I'm going to open an escrow right now, however you choose to close it. And then I'm going to take all your information now, and we're going to close the deal on Thursday. And he literally stays on the phone until it's all organized and done. There's no second callback. And the same thing on the sell side. So, you know, I haven't talked about it on the show recently, but I have a 3-contact rule in everything. If we talk or more than 3 times, or there's more than 3 types of communication, it's not working. Mm-hmm. Or I'm not talking to the right person. And that goes with vendors and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are people that, especially salespeople for some reason, they'll sit there. I guess they're trying to find something to do during the day.
Mm-hmm.
They'll sit there and they'll call you every day.
Exactly. Oh my gosh.
I negotiated a great deal in LoopNet. LoopNet is the closest thing to a commercial property MLS for advertising for us. And this guy, the sales guy, wouldn't. I finally canceled it. He called me 3 times a day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not right.
No.
You're a salesperson, Jill. What's the deal with that?
Do you really want to know?
I do.
They have a lot of companies have certain numbers that you have to make X amount of out calls a day, and sometimes they're just rolling through their list of phone numbers just to hit those numbers. I'm not kidding. It's stupid. You know,
actually, all kidding aside, that makes me mad.
It does. Hoping you're going to answer and whatever, and there's really nothing to talk about.
So the conventional wisdom is the more you talk to somebody, the more likely they are to buy something they don't need or want.
No, I think what it is management wants to see them making X amount of dials, and instead of them looking for new customers to hit, they're just going to hit you 3 times and hit their numbers.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
That actually makes my face red.
I have been in companies and I've known environments where that goes on.
Okay, so. Well, let's move on because I don't want to be angry.
It's silly. That's not our way of doing things, obviously.
If you have a question or you want to be the show,
you want to be the show.
Or if you want to be as angry as I am right now,
on the show,
reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, the daily routines. Oh, no, that's not. That's typed in wrong. Today's topic, where to go from $10,000 a month. Do you go to $8,000 a month, Jill, or $22,000 a month? And how do you get there? This is the meat of the show.
Let me think. 10, 8.
This is this work. Falls under Captain Obvious. Captain and Mrs. Obvious.
B. True. Where do you go? How do you do it?
One of the
I want to know how you do it.
One of the education programs we have is called $10,000 a month for life, cash flow from land, and it's all based on accumulating a revenue stream of payments. You know, buying a piece of property for $2,000 or $3,000 and then selling it on terms, you know, $500 down, $100 a month, an event, it doesn't take too long to get to 10 grand a month. You know, at $100, it's 100 deals. So, you know, if you have what it takes to do 50 or 100 deals, let's just say it's $500 down and $200 a month for a piece of real estate, it's extremely reasonable. That's 50 transactions. If you have what it takes to do 50 deals, you have what it takes to do 500. That's my opinion.
I love it.
That's really what this show's about.
You share a spreadsheet in the beginning of that program that is really compelling for me. And I think it is for our people too. And I love that you put it in the beginning. You do have a good, let's talk about your business. I think that's what this show's about to me. You know, how big do you want this to be? And how hard is it going to be? And you really say, all right, if you want to do one deal a month, you want to, because you have a job. You're just trying to supplement your income. You're just trying to pay for college or your mortgage. You know, yeah. So you want to do one deal a month. All right, well, in 12 months, this is what it could look like. All right, now imagine you do one deal a week. In 12 months, this is what that will look like. You want to do 2 deals a week. You know, I mean, I love that you share that spreadsheet that we can all download and I can plug in my own numbers and really play with it and go, all right. It's such a good way to set personal goals for yourself, Jack, and I'm really glad that you did that because then I know that, all right, I got to do one deal each week. I know, and then because I know if I do one deal each week, I'm going to hit X because it just keeps rolling. You just keep going. One deal a week, now I have $400 a month coming in. Then I say it's $100 a month payments, right? It's like cheap properties. $800 a month, $1,200 a month. You know, at the end of the 1 year, what is it?
There's 50 weeks in a year.
Right.
You know, if you're buying a property, typical acreage, like 40 acres for $4,000, and you sell it for $1,000 down and $200 a month. For $20,000, that's an income stream. Those are my favorite types of deals because they just go on forever. You'll have a $10,000 a month at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. It's that easy.
It is that easy.
It really is.
Like the show yesterday, you know, the truth about, the heart painful truth about land investing, the truth is, it is that easy. You just have to get that first deal done. And to get the first deal done, you have to get the stuff in the mail. And to get the stuff in the mail, you have to pull the data. And to pull the data and pull it correctly, you have to get educated. I just deconstructed your whole business in one sentence. So you just have to do it. That's it. Nike was right. Just do it.
Yep.
And do it wrong, but do it.
Exactly. I love it. And then once most people, you remember, I remember back when we were playing, I remember, you know, how do I say this? I don't want to be a snob, but
I don't think that's possible.
Okay,
I don't think it's possible for you to be a snob.
I'm trying not to be a snob,
seriously.
But it's really funny when you.
I get up a snob in the morning.
Yeah,
but not you.
It's like, I am not doing that. Do you expect me? Do you know who I am?
The only person I've ever said that to is the person in the mirror. Do you know who I am? Yeah, I do. You're Jack.
That's so funny.
And stop saying that.
But. For some, you know, it's funny, and I know this is true for a lot of the people in our world. I know for a fact that they said, what? You mean I could do this and this and this, and I could sit back and watch $5,000 a month coming in that I don't have to think about? That's like, wow, a lot of money. I don't, you know, that's I just my mortgage and all these things I don't have to think about. And then you do it, and you go, well, guy, that wasn't that crazy. And then it doesn't seem like it's that much. At one time, $5,000 a month seemed like a lot of money. Next thing, and even $10,000 a month seems like a lot of money. And then you're there, and you're like, "Well, God, I can do that again. Now I can do $20,000 a month. Why wouldn't I?"
Exactly. Why wouldn't we do $200 then? Mm-hmm. And so that's one way to do it. Another way to do it, and truthfully, this is how Jill and I do it all the time. And if the number's not $10,000, it's add a couple zeros to it a month. We buy stuff for cash and sell for cash. We don't play the terms game, and we have the same people who buy our property every single time, and we have them trained. Jill has them trained. I swear they don't even look at the property anymore. They don't even look it up because we've made them so much money that they just trust us. Mm-hmm. They say, yeah, I'll take it all. What do you have? Mm-hmm. And we say, we have this, this, and this, and this, how much it is. Could we take advantage of them? Yeah. Why the heck would we ever do that?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So then the next month they find out it's the property wasn't what we said, and we weren't truthful about it. No
then
way,
it's done.
Man.
Right.
Shoot ourselves in the foot there. So cash sales, I mean, to make $10,000 a month in cash sales, not term sales.
That's one deal.
You can do that. Yeah, that's one deal.
One deal. Big
that's
deal.
One deal a day.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's really easy.
Or one deal.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I mean, it's really, really easy.
Buy it for four, sell it for 14.
If you,
done.
If you're in this now, we have a member who does this. Several members, actually, but one in particular who started just like we all do, buying property for $500-$600, learning, turning it, doubling their money. Mm-hmm. And now he refuses to make less than 10 grand on a mm-hmm. deal. So he turns all that stuff away. He turns all the smaller deals away from old mailers, and that's it. And he tries to do one deal a day, mm-hmm. and it's not hard.
Exactly.
That's $300,000 a month.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
$300,000 a month in profit, and he doesn't even have any employees and stuff. He just got it all set up.
So how far do you think?
Where do you go?
How far do you go?
And $300,000 is not enough for him. The ranch deals that Jill and I do, we have to make $100,000 on them, not 10.
Right.
They take a little longer, but not that much longer. And when you start horsing around with that kind of money and the people who are paying cash for those deals, they don't, it's a whole different world. Mm-hmm. It's a hell of a lot easier to deal with people that have $22 million in their checking account than people who have $20.
Right.
And that's just what we've chosen to do.
Exactly.
Join us in the next episode where we discuss daily routines and strategies for all, not just for investors, like developing good habits, right, Joe?
Exactly.
I think that was your show.
And we answer Luke's question about running out of money. This ought to be good.
Well, we have the solution to that. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Good show, Joe.
That was fun. That was good. I think we covered that. Oh, I don't think because it really is, once you wrap your head around whatever you want, $5,000 a month, $10,000 a month, $15,000 a month, $20,000 a month, you know, and you get there, you could easily replicate that.
Yeah, you know, what I didn't mention and I should have is that, and I mentioned this in the ebook, in the free ebook, I did the first deal I did, you always remember your first deal, like you always remember your first kiss. Hmm. And the first deal I did was an 80-acre property in Arizona, and I did it from back east mm-hmm. on the internet, sight unseen, the whole thing. I was just floored that you could buy a piece of property on the internet without really talking to anybody. And the story is this. I bought an 80-acre property, I think it was for $8,000 on the internet. And I, you know, there was no pictures. There was a snapshot of a plat map, I think. Mm-hmm. And so I bought it, and I cleaned it all up on the internet. All I did was borrow some pictures, and, you know, I represented the property and doubled my money. Mm-hmm. And then that was it for me. That's all it took. I said, if I can do one deal like this, it was either crazy lucky or I can systematically make this a career.
Yep.
So we're, what, $30 million later in equity?
Right.
Or some number like that. And 25 probably. And it's just, now it's just not enough.
I know. Yeah. That's the where do you go from there? Careful what you wish for.
Right.
Yeah.
It led to this silly show and everything.
I know. It's taken over. Hey, if you like our show, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes or wherever you're listening.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued assets.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.